It's the Brouhaha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
Time for Brouhaha. And we have a special segment today, special in a couple of ways, because, you know, of course, we have Mark and Herlinda here, who are always here joining us.
How are we doing?
Everything we know. Good. Thank you for coming in again. And Herlinda, and she brought her father in as a guest, just came back from the D-Day ceremonies, the commemoration in France.
They had everything so well done for the 75th anniversary that they'd, like, redone the Bastogne War Memorial. I mean, I'll put some pictures up on the Brouhaha Facebook page as well so people can see. But then we did bring some beer back so we can talk about that.
Okay. We've got a few minutes left. They brought back a special commemorative D-Day beer made by a brewery in Normandy.
So I was in charge of, with our group, every time we went to a new town of, because we were in Arnhem in the Netherlands as well. We were like all these places that, the only country I hadn't been to was Luxembourg. And I have friends all over the place. So I was in charge unofficially and then officially of finding good bars and beer places to go to with after we were done with dinner, and a lot of the older folks would go to bed, and then a few of us were. So I actually in Cannes, Normandy, which is where we stayed to go to the D-Day ceremonies, right across from our hotel, like directly across, I wish we'd had this like everywhere we went, was a Delirium Cafe. So you know the famous beer Delirium Tremens.
Yep.
And so they had a cafe there where there's incredible selection of beer. And there was these two currently enlisted guys. And I knew one was kind of high ranking. It turns out he was a major – he's a major general. He's in charge of the 80th Division for the Army and for their history. I did a little Old World, New World tasting with them with a Trappist Roquefort beer and also a beer out of England, which is Cloudwater, which is the number one brewery in the UK, you know, right now. So
very new, hip beer.
Yeah. So we did Old World, New World with that, and they loved it. So they, and after that, I was, and with my dad also, I was officially put in charge. They realized I did know what I was talking about.
Yeah.
And so in the Netherlands, in Arnhem, we went to one of those bars where you get a card, you put money onto the card, and there's 200 taps. And you go up there and you just put the card up against the tap and you pour as much or as little beer as you want. And there's 200 types of beer that they had from mostly like Netherlands, Belgium, and some from the U.S. they thought were really cool, and got to do tasting that way as well. And then this beer here was a beer. It's called D-Day, and it's brewed specifically, and I'll take a picture of it for the site as well. And it's a beer blonde, a blonde ale brewed in Normandy, France, specifically for D-Day. And that's what we're drinking right now.
And that's made with Saison yeast. So it has a very distinctive taste, very clove-like.
It's very like French,
it. Yeah, very French.
It's pretty good. Beautiful towns. If anybody wants recommendations on places to go, you don't have to do a tour. I you know, now that I've done this, I could set this up. So we're in Bastogne, which is in Belgium, which kind of feels like France. It's the French-speaking part of Belgium because, you know, there's Wallonia, which is the French-speaking part of Belgium, and then there's Flanders, which is the Flemish, which is kind of like Dutch-speaking part of Belgium, and we were in the French part. I get a message from a friend of mine from the Netherlands who I judge beer with, and he says, oh, a friend of mine who's a brewer at Le Chouf, which is like if you've ever seen the Le Chouf beer, and it's like a blonde ale, and they have like a, it has a little gnome on the front, and we do have it available in the U.S. Oh, maybe I'll bring some for the next show. He says he's a World War II historian as well from the point of view of, you know, his area. And he came and talked to me, and it turned out he's the founder of Le Chouf. He knows our friends from Anchor. He's been to Anchor. He knows, he's met you, and he knows Bob Brewer and a bunch of friends of mine, and he said, like, he actually would come in. He doesn't like to do the beer geek stuff anymore, but for us and to see his friends, like Pete Slosberg and some of our Sonoma County people that he knows, because he's, like, in his 70s now, he said he would come to do that, so we'll do that one day.
One quick note, this weekend is Petaluma Drinks Weekend.
Oh, yeah.
You can go online. Almost all the producers in Petaluma are having it. It's a fabulous opportunity to taste a lot of beers, a lot of spirits, a lot of wine, all made right in the Petaluma, greater Petaluma area.
Sounds good. Great event. And listen, it's been my pleasure to host, guest host for Steve. This is Pete Fopiano. Thank you to all my guests, all of you who are listening in.
Oh, yeah.
Take care. Have a safe drive home. Talk to you soon.
Cheers. All right.